Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world listened to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
With the show music accompaniment in the background, in which we did not have a setup, but wow, it worked really good. Welcome to show number 55 of the Sean Kennedy Show. I would be
Sean
Kennedy. Wow, that really didn't work well. Sean, are you ready? You know,
I'll just throw him in.
Danny Trejo! Trejo! I'm your host, Sean Kennedy, and my co-host with you is the lead singer of the Porn on Beta band, Sarian.
Yes, he
is. And also a station manager.
I'm famous.
Oh, and what about Porn on Beta, Sam? What about Porn on Beta, Sam?
Well, we've got a treat tonight.
Do we have a treat? What's the treat?
We have a brand new song.
A brand spanking
for the halftime.
Wow.
It's not completely done, but you guys get to hear it first.
Before it's even finished.
Yes, before it's even finished.
Wow,
it's not even recorded yet.
Wow, that's tight.
No, it's vocals are done. It's just not perfect yet. So,
which of course he'll like labor and fucking get all scratchy pants over this thing for the next 5 or 6 hours. So don't labor about it. It'll be all good. It'll be all good. Going through the RC tonight, the people who happen to show the fuck up. We got Capone X. What a shock! He's here. Wowzers. We got some Smokehouse.
Who? That's how slow it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're done.
Yeah,
thank you for coming out.
I'm going to announce it, the whole thing like boxing. Smokehouse! Smokehouse! The cripple without any cash! Smokehouse! Snake, Pyro, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha 736, Angelica Lastware, Angelica Laptop. Holy fuck, she's got it going in two different locations. She's making her goldfish listen to this motherfucker. A Panther, APOC, Azathoth, Barcode, Breaker One, Burger Burger, K, Sterling, Commies in a Can, Carpet Talk, Kaya 23, Decipher. Good fucking name.
Decipher.
I like that one a lot.
Nice,
Del Morta,
nice.
Delusion, Droopy, going after. Drakari is a priest. Enoshian, Epona. Hey, Epona. Glad to see you're here. I imagine your husband there is probably snoring. which reminds me, I have something I have to ask about Epona later. Esoteric. Ah, very cool. Gobi, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Holy Hand Grenade, Id Fungus, my brother, Jazzman, Joe the Monk. Hey, Joe, sup? K16, Kaizal, K-Boy, Die Skull System, Kexer, Kid Charlemagne, Kurgan MCO, Lento, Maribel Virgin, Mike J, Neuralize, Nomad Geek Drazel, Persistent Object, Propagoodle, Punk of Evil, Ratspoon, Sapphire, hey, Sapphire, Shade, no. Shower for Missy, Shower, Sideway, SKTFM, Data Smoker, Soab, Sputnik, Star Baby, you sexy bitch. Stats, Taudy G's Technophile, The Bug, Thorn is getting baptized tonight. Ooh. Kepler Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Turnspike, Trell, Gone Up, Vampire This Morning, Wifey Girl.
Wi-Fi.
Looks like Wifey to me.
But it's Wi-Fi.
You sure?
Yes.
Wi-Fi Girl.
She's on one of the new shows.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
She's Wi-Fi Girl.
Wi-Fi Girl.
And Surround Around in Stereo. Whopper, WS Ninja, Yerky, Zero Sum, Zertroy, Soul Trans, DD Species, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. So, there we are in the show tonight. Now,
there
what we have to talk about is for Epona. Special request for Epona. I need to know, and this is kind of a good point, because I've often wondered about this. You know what's a bitch piece of clothing to find?
What's that?
A long coat. You ever tried to find a decent
coat,
a decent overcoat? Good fucking luck. So, first we got to start off with the searching things. If you come across a good website, and don't just send me the fucking Sears catalog with coats in it, okay? I want to find some cool-ass coats. Now, I know those guys on a Newfoundland, so don't everybody send me the one where they make the Matrix coats and all that shit. I know about that website. We need to find, like, if New Rock made overcoats, that'd be fucking cool. I don't know if they do. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But we need to find, like, some good overcoats, because we don't actually have any decent overcoats. Where the fuck do you get the good overcoats from? Somebody out there knows some good places to get some overcoats. Let me know. We need to know.
What? Where would they send that to?
They would send that to the man at ranradio.com. I can't understand you.
Please slow down.
Please slow down. Good. Let them die. Yeah, if you got any ideas about where to put that or where to get some good coats, let me know, okay? Because I want to know. So,
if you want one, or you want to distribute the information?
No, I want to know. I want to know. I might want to get one too, but I mean, it's hard to find good coats. So if we can find a good place to get overcoats, we can get all overcoated out and be, you know.
Maybe we can have both discounts.
Yeah, that'd be fucking tight. Grant Radio wants to buy 700 coats. Apparently, I don't know what the fucking deal is here.
But we kind of
be kind of cool.
Yeah,
kind of cool. So, but ask me internet link, okay? Unless you know of like a catalog or something you can send me or something like that. I don't know. Go from there.
Yep.
What else? Oh yes.
What?
The Photoshop challenge tonight.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You're gonna give it at the beginning so they can get it done by the end.
That's right.
And everyone can see it.
That's
perfect.
Right.
Give them something to do while listening, because you just sit there and listen. Might as well Photoshop.
May as well be Photoshopping. Tonight's Photoshop challenge is...
What?
For my vegan friend, Sim.
Wonderful. Again, I've already been the subject of one.
Yeah, but you're fun. You're a great target. I want a picture of Sim from somewhere on the webpage, especially the one with his shirt off and everything. I want a picture of Sim superimposed in a death camp with all the other skinny people around him. That'll be
perfect.
Great.
There's the one.
Especially if you get him behind the wire. That'll fucking rule.
Great.
There you go. So, that's why I was...
I'm sure somebody out there knows where that original picture is.
Oh, probably. Or you can get a picture of
it's
me.
It's on SKTFM.
Or you can find the fattest picture of me you can find and put me in a fucking dessert deli somewhere. That's either or. So it's make me fat or make Sim skinny. One of those two. You can make fun of my fatness or Sim skinniness. That is your that's your Photoshop challenge for tonight. Furthermore, we finally have another cause.
All right.
Sim's like, yeah.
I've been waiting for a cause. Let's, my free time has been so.
Yeah, it's been taken
so
away.
Free time.
It's kind of started as a bit of a joke, and then it kind of has spanned into more of a joke, and now apparently some people are getting behind this.
Okay.
Which nothing's been actually locked in stone yet, so I don't want to say anything for sure, because I don't know if the person who is.
This is tentative.
Yeah, see, the big thing here is to get Smokehouse to go to Burning Man, you see, because it's very funny.
Push, pull, drag, Smokehouse into Burning Man. We'll give you a brand new Smokehouse.
We'll give you a brand new cripple if you bring your old shitty cripple in here. Because, see, poor Smokehouse, right? No one wants to hire a cripple in Peoria, Illinois.
No.
Because they're crippled. And,
that's
you know,
right.
I mean, most of those people are...
Difficult to employ. He has an attitude problem.
Well, it's Peoria. I mean, most of those people are fucking their own sister anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, you know... It's
I only hire my family.
It's pretty true, actually. If you check out Peoria, Illinois, it's actually the largest trailer park in the United States. Well, a lot of people don't know that, but Peoria, Illinois is actually the largest trailer park. If you do a check on the web, Peoria, Illinois is the largest trailer park.
It's trailer park largest America.
Yeah, it's the only trailer park that has separate zip codes and blocks. Like, you can go blocks and blocks. Yeah, it's really wicked.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
I don't have the link for it, but he's got some information on that on his page. But
just ask Smokehouse.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. So the number one thing we're going to do is the name of this cause is going to be Send a Cripple to Death Camp.
Dun-dun-dun.
So what we want to do is we want to try to raise enough cash to get Smokehouse and leave him in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, one way. We only need one way.
Well, he's probably
enough
somebody's
money
probably
for one way.
Yeah,
enough food for half the time. Only.
Yeah. So
don't need everything. Just
you know. Yeah. I mean, that's the goal here. The goal here is to get sniffles. Get that, because we all know Smokehouse is faking, and I figure if we leave him in his fucked up wheelchair in the middle of the Burning Man Desert, he's gonna get up and walk out of there. You know, because it's just not the right kind of motivation.
He will crack.
If you want to help with Send a Cripple to a Death Camp, you can get in touch with Smokehouse, and he'll probably go, I can't believe Sean actually said that.
Smokehouse at rantradio.com.
People are making fat Albert jokes with me on the IRC here. They're like, hey, hey, hey.
They're coming up with good ideas for the Photoshop, huh?
That's right. Cripple Auschwitz. You name it, baby. We're going to... Everyone's all going through. Why am I looking at the RC? You know it makes me crazy.
Yeah.
You know it makes me crazy. It makes me so fucking crazy. Oh, my God. Does anybody actually remember what Wiggle Poppy... Are you here? No, you're not. We need to know the name
yet.
Of the name of the music you sent me that I used for the intro, because Sim put it somewhere in his hard drive. I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Thousands and thousands of files.
Yeah, you can't... I mean, he's got a radio station going on here, okay?
So yeah,
you got,
I get crap all day long.
Yeah, so if you could send us the name again, because we're dumb, we'd like that. That'd be great.
Dumb.
Why don't you just go ahead and send us that in.
Do that, yeah.
We got a special guest in the studio tonight.
Oh, here it is. Found it.
Why do you always do that to me?
Well, at least
I
found it this time.
You always make me so crazy, Ma. What's that?
At least I found it this time. It's called We Are the Many, SKTFM Intro. Made it easy. So we'll play that in the halftime or what?
Yeah, we'll play that during halftime. That's
this is the without voice kind
of
thing.
Yeah, this is the actual whole piece of music, because that piece of music is actually tight.
It's nice. It's
and
nice.
It deserves to be played. Like,
so you don't have to hear our voices over
Yeah, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. Wiggle Puppy did that.
Yeah.
And it's fucking tight. So, back to the special guest of the show tonight.
Special. There's a mic there if you want to...
Oh, is there one?
Yeah.
Next one?
If you pull it out there?
No. She's not going to...
No.
Are you
going to
say hi if I slap the mic in your face?
At least hi.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
She'll turn really red. Because her name is Rose. And she'll be she'll get really embarrassed.
She's on cameras.
What's that? Yes, you're on camera. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. What now?
Camera doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It just goes to that TV.
Yeah, it's not broadcasting right now. She looks like she's going to cry. Okay, let's stop talking about this. So Rose is a buddy of mine. So she came down and, you know.
Helping out. She's motivation
for
the show.
Yeah, she's motivation for me. Well, she already got mad at me once for making a retard joke, so I can't actually look at her as the show goes on.
So no more retard jokes.
No more retard jokes. But she's actually gonna, I don't think you've ever made retard jokes on the show, have you?
Not this show, no.
Not this show? No.
The other.
Other
show.
On the bad show.
The unmentionable show.
On the unmentionable show.
Many, many, many jokes.
Didn't we do the Kids of Whitby High on the show?
No, we didn't stoop that low.
No?
I don't think so.
No. Thank God my comedy isn't
We have
so
a
low.
Higher level of standards on this show.
Sure we do. It's
we
all
We say
good.
That.
It's all good and it's all in fun. Okay, people.
So
are,
you got the format happening, or what?
I do. I don't. I clicked on the RSC.
On the RSC again.
I'm sorry. Feedback. What people have said. Did you get any feedback, or do, am
I got.
Gonna...
I got some stuff to say.
You
I don't
some...
know if you
wow.
want to do yours first.
What an amazing concept. Okay, feedback. We got a letter here that says, "I'm so glad to hear."
Dear Sean. Lately, my boyfriend.
Lately, my boyfriend just isn't giving me any pleasure. Yours truly, Gary. I'm so glad to hear
Gary.
What you and your friends did for Ashley. My daughter is in the hospital fighting for her life and with an unsure few years ahead of us. She's only a week old, not eight like Ashley was. But you still brought strong feelings to mind. I'm proud to be a listener of Rant Radio. You guys are great, not just on the radio, but also off. That's from Eric. And what anyone who didn't quite keep up, Ashley was a girl who had brain cancer and was robbed from the Women's and Children's Hospital.
Yep.
Here they came and took her computer. So we said, fuck that. We showed up with a piece of shit computer and hooked them up so that they could at least... actually, no, we didn't give them the computer. I phoned and offered the computer, but this
they
guy just...
had one.
Somebody dropped one off already, but they were like, great, a computer. We don't know fuck all about setting
didn't
this thing
shit
up.
Shit with it.
Yeah,
just
so we like...
it off.
We
no
set it
connection.
All up and hooked it up and got them on and I put them onto a free internet
cool
connection
stuff.
And stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, so it was pretty tight. So, very, very cool. Ashley passed on not too long ago, but, you know...
on the page, 2002 news, if you want to read about it.
Yeah, it's a very long thing, but it's nice to know that people don't forget, you know, because we got a lot of flack over that, believe it or not.
We
helped this girl out, and people were like, what do you do that? You're totally exploiting her. And I'm like, well, fucking, she doesn't think so. And I don't know about you, but I'm not like Mr., you know...
How come we can't help everyone?
You know, so don't help anyone. Like, fuck off.
I hate that attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
I know. Just makes you crazy. We also got sent in a pic of my limo from Don. Don sent in this awesome picture of my new limousine, which is essentially a World War II armored car, which he fucked with in Photoshop.
Do you want to transition into my news sort of with that? Because I've got some that relates to that, where they can find the picture.
Oh, cool. What's that all about?
Do that?
Yeah, sure.
I've done some massive, massive updates on your section of Rant Radio.
Woo!
First of all,
what's the occasion?
First of all, there's a button there.
Oh, there's a button now.
But we'll get back to that later. I'll post the link in the IRC. This is the Sean Kennedy Show page if you've never been there before. And this has, like, all the archives and stuff. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you can listen to old stuff. And so I've got five categories now. One of them is Photoshops.
Let's see Photoshops.
And all the Photoshops people have done are up there.
Oh, my goodness. The Raelian penis, that one's awesome.
Me with a knife, the conviction burning monk, which you probably forgot about.
Yeah, no, I love that one. Conviction, the power of one. You betcha, man.
And some Raelian stuff there. There's some more Raelian stuff to go up there, too.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. People are still sending them in. Now that this is up, they're like, oh. Yeah, I'll send mine in now.
Cool. So now we have the Fat Sean. The next one will be Fat Sean, Skinny Sim.
That's right.
Sort of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It'll be Squatting Sean, Hiding Sim. So that's the idea. So anything that makes... then, of course, we have the...
South Park one, and I've added four new ones, including a new Sean one.
Not that one. It was the one with my head on it. That's the one I haven't seen, the green one. That one.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? That's been up there for a while. But
is it?
That one.
Trying to find Misconic. That's hilarious.
And that is... Oh, that's a picture Capone X took when he was here, I believe.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, or somebody took.
Nice.
And then we go to the Wog Mecha, which has been redone and added to.
Yeah, there's some tight Wog Mecha
nice
here.
In there. I got a lot more to put up there.
Nice. So
stay tuned.
Nice.
And then you go to Wog the Gathering. Which is all the WOG cards.
Those are awesome.
Those were fun.
Those are the best. Fun. Yeah, people should still send
those
in.
Tons and tons there, so if you want to make some more, there's the dimensions.
It's pretty amazing when you think about how far fucking, how much shit has been done here.
Oh, yeah. And here's some miscellaneous general graphics
Good stuff.
Sean the Magician there.
I like the one where I look like the guy from Red Green. That's like one of my favorites ones. For its comparison between
Sean
Kennedy, CBC-TV, SKTM-TV. You know, it's pretty sad, actually, how incredibly close that is, because they're both Canadian. Oh, no. Smokey, I'll hit you with a shovel. No, that's red! Where'd that one come from? I haven't seen that one.
That was done by WS Ninja.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, there's some new ones up there. Here's
very, very cool. And there's me running again.
Sean Kennedy.
Tight. Yeah, that's right. I get attacked by everyone. So very, very cool. And that's where the Sean's limo is. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. So under miscellaneous, you want to check that out. Very cool.
Yeah.
What else have you got? Or are we going to keep going?
I got more. You can continue on. I'll do the rest after.
One of the things I was really, really happy about is people sending me news links and everything. And the thing that really, really makes, I don't know, just gets my jollies off. It really just, you know, gives me a high heart on is when people.
Oh,
I love it. When people send me, like when I talk about stuff on the air and I'll come up with an expression.
Yes.
And then people will adopt that expression, and suddenly I spread this term in the lexicon.
2 months later, you're seeing it all over the RC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said that. That's cool.
And the one that's coming back on me now, it's been showing up in every single intro, is who the fuck is eating all the chocolate?
Right.
That's been coming in and be like, hey. And people send me links to shows and be like, hey, man, who the fuck's eating all the chocolate? And I'll, like, click on it, and it, like, takes me to, like, giant squid attacks boat. You know? It's shit like that. I just, for some reason, I really enjoyed that. That just made me really happy. Well, so I just thought I'd say that. I appreciate that. That's really cool. So I got a lot of that. And I got another thing from Tessaro O'Beer.
Nice name.
I don't know.
Tessaro O'Beer.
First, I want to say thank you for making a great show. I don't get to listen as much as I would like, but I have to download the shows after they're posted.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a lot of people do that.
Yep.
Anyway, I think it's very good what you're doing, providing something better than the dumbed-down media that seems to be the only thing on standard TV and radio. That's about all, and I sent in a few links along with this, so that's all below. I have a few links you might be interested in. Keep up the good work, and thank you at Rant Radio for being a shining ray in the light, a shining ray of light in the dark that is corporate media today.
Aren't we the dark ray in the shining corporate media?
No.
No, we're the light ray.
I am the voice inside your head, and I control you. I am that annoying piece of shit that floats around the toilet every time you flush and just stays near the rim. That's me.
I'll take you where you want to go.
Oh, yeah, right into the sewer. From Wagawar. Wagawar is awesome. The guy sends me so many links. He's just crazy. And he sent me this email, which he's very concerned. It's like, from Wagawar, Mr. Kennedy. He's like the only person in the galaxy.
Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy, I've been waiting to worry about you.
We all are, Sean.
Beginning. I know that you've experienced burnout before, the black shakes. Recently, I've been talking nonstop about how busy you are, sir. I would suggest that you cut back somewhere, and you're not as young as you used to be. Not only am I fat, I'm old. And even when you were, you can only take it for so long. You need to take a week off or two. Go camping. Take another knife fighting course with the Dark One. Do whatever you have to do. But I would push everything back. Rant Radio, you're writing Tales from the Afterlife, which I refuse to believe you're done with. People are just in fucking denial. For a week, being a person very prone to talking too much myself, I spend 2 days a week hacking up and shitting blood for stress from a stress illness. I find vacations extremely important. I love the show. Find it more important that it continues than I get a week's fix. If I stop broadcasting this show and I say I'm going to take a hiatus, you'll remember the last hiatus that I took, and they will kill me.
Yes.
However, I do appreciate the concern, and things are not as bad. Actually, things have started to mellow out now, so don't feel so bad. In my life, speaking of which, I finished that goddamn securities course. funny thing.
How was that?
That was so fucking gay. Wow, that was like gay. That was like, I'm gonna
die. So it was
die.
2 weeks of 2 days? Or
no, it was like 12-hour days, Saturday and Sunday, for 2 weekends in a row, and then 2 8-hour days during the week.
Ooh.
Sucking ass hard.
Ooh.
Hard.
But you got some good material out of it last week.
However, I did, you know, the two Vlads and stuff, but this week, we went and we got into the physical aspect of it, where we were covering, what can a security guard carry in this country?
Oh.
In the province of B.C.
Well, that's kind of interesting,
I should say,
actually.
In this country. Yeah. Now, funny enough, a judge came in and talked to the class. And it's not every day. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because the guy who runs the class is the next sheriff. He's friends with these fucking judges. So this judge, this retired judge, comes down who's been almost on the bench for like 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
So we got to throw questions at him. Of course, I'm on him about knife law.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So for the first and last time, I got this from a fucking judge, okay? Yeah. This is the guy who makes the call. The way knife laws work in the province of BC is as follows. There is no restriction on blade length. None. It does not exist. The way it works is if a crime is committed with any weapon, any knife, pen, whatever. But if it's a knife, what happens is they call in the Crown, which is like the offense in this case, like the government of the state or whatever, but in Canada it's called the Crown, calls in a special prosecutor who's an expert. And now the guy they do it up here is a guy named Al Arsenal. He's with the Vancouver... No shit.
Al Arsenal.
Arsenal, and he's a weapons expert. I'm not joking. You think I'd make that shit
up.
Yeah, his name's Al Arsenal. He's a weapons expert. And he gets called in, and he looks at the weapon.
Yeah.
And he will tell you, yes, that's a prohibited weapon, or no, it is not.
Okay.
If it is a prohibited weapon, then the judge makes a call based on you carrying a prohibited weapon. A switchblade, a butterfly knife, a set of nunchucks, shit like that.
Okay.
Versus a non-prohibited weapon, which would be, you know, anything else, right?
Yeah.
Now, so I looked at the prohibited weapons list. The thing that cracked me up is on the prohibited weapons list, it has nunchucku, right? A kursigara, like those Chinese weapons. They name them by name.
Of course, they have to, right?
No, but that's just it. Not all the weapons are named. There's only a very short list. So these are just weapons that come across. So somebody beat the shit out of
them. Let's make a new weapon.
On the list is a mason chain. Which means that some security guard somewhere had a mason chain with him, like, dong, 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 you cannot park here. If you park here, I saw the demon all in hell. Dong, 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 dong. Come, I'm not one much for praying. I have no tongue for it. But majesty has one security guard stood against many. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
so I'm checking this
so
out.
So funny.
It's hilarious that a mason chain was on the prohibited weapons list. That just cracks me the
so
fuck.
So what's not on it?
Ah, now I went through it. Now, any kind of what they say was a switchblade is on it, a butterfly knife is on it, and a gravity knife, which is like a stiletto that has a spring taken out. That's on it.
Okay.
And a class, a very generalized class called a flick knife is on it. A flick knife is any knife that you can flick open.
Real quick.
Yeah. So if the weapons expert can open it fast and go flick and see, look at that, it's a prohibited weapon, you're fucked.
Mm.
Which basically screws all of my knives, because you can all open them one hand.
You got some pretty slick opening knives there.
So I'm staring at this weapons list, and I'm like, fuck. Fuck. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. What's not on this list? So my little role-playing game rule rate brain, what's not on the list? What does it say I'm not allowed to carry here? And I don't see it. And I'm like, no way, it's got to be on the list. Look at it. No, it's not there. I go back to the carrying specs.
Yeah.
No, it's not there either. I asked the judge. He's like, well, it's up to Al Arsenal. If it's okay, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tight! Believe it or not, fixed blade knives are not listed anywhere in under the prohibited weapons section.
Sword.
What's that?
Sword.
Swords are not listed as a prohibited weapon. Yes.
Really?
Now, the flip side to this then becomes practicality.
Yes.
You cannot go and carry around a fucking sword. If somebody could post in the IRC, I'm gonna give a knife, and I want somebody to find this because I have such a hard on to get this knife. Everyone knows that there's I have a kukri, right? But I can't walk around with a fucking kukri on my
belt.
It's too big.
It's bulky.
And the cops would be like, excuse me, son, what are you doing with an 18-inch kukri on your belt?
It's legal, it's legal, it's legal.
It's legal, you fucking pig. Actually, it's legal.
Mr. Arsenal said so.
Arsenal said, Al Arsenal would look at it and say, that's a kukri. That's designed to get people's hands off. And the judge goes, go to jail, go directly to jail. Right.
For hacking through forests.
I use it for extraction. Oh, God, don't kill me. So the knife is too big and it looks too much like a... if it looks too much like a
killing weapon?
Like a killing thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It looks too much like a fighting blade.
Yeah.
And you haven't got a reason to have it, then you're fucked. But if you got a reason to have it. Now, what I was looking at, my first
How
knife.
How can you make up reasons?
People will post. I don't have links for it, but I'm sure the minute I spit this into this microphone and it hits the airwaves, people will have links for it. Now, on eBay right now,
yeah.
There's a knife called a Mark I Dieter. Oh, my God, that's quite the thing. No, that's not the knife I'm talking about. There's a thing called a Mark I Dieter. If you just search on eBay for a Dieter and Masters of Defense.
Dieter.
No shit. And what it is it's this folding knife. It's got a 4.5-inch blade, whatever. It's got a glass breaker in it. It's got a seatbelt cutter. But it's made for a combat extract. Now, the thing is, though, I'm fucked. I can't have that knife because you can open it with one hand.
Okay.
And this Al Arsenal asshole is going to be able to snap that open.
What kind of knife you have to open with two hands? How is that possible? I don't know.
Those really shitty buck knives that have a spring in them that, like, holds the knife in harder than it holds it out. Yeah. That one I'd get away with. But if you can...
That's fun.
However, there is a film coming out.
Yeah.
The film starring Tommy Lee Jones and fucking Benicio Del Toro called The Hunted.
Right.
Now, in that film, there's a knife, which you see in the preview, which you can check it out from Apple trailers or QuickTime trailers, whatever the fuck it is. The knife is called the Tom Brown Tracker. If you do a search on Google for the Tom Brown Tracker, it'll take you to a TOPS website, T-O-P-S, okay?
Yeah.
Where you can get this tracker knife. The blade on this knife is only 4.5 inches long.
Okay.
The knife overall is less than a foot long, including handle.
Okay.
The knife weighs...
It's still pretty big, yeah.
No, that's knife and handle. Okay. It's a 4.5-inch blade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The knife weighs 1 pound, 12 ounces. 1 pound...
Is that heavy or light? I don't know.
Okay, that's very heavy. That's almost heavier than a handgun.
Okay.
And you'll understand why when you see the knife.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't know this. Now, the thing
Somebody find this. I want to see this knife.
Yes, it's called the Tom Brown Tracker, I believe. If you do a search for Brown Tracker and Tops or whatever, also The Hunted is the name of the film that is featured in. They have a link to it, and you see it there. But it is a really... We got it? There it is.
Whoa, what? Holy fuck.
You like that? Now, the interesting thing about this knife, which I really think is cool now...
It's a fixed blade, right?
It's a fixed blade. It's technically, it's a legal blade to carry. You could carry this motherfucker.
Combat sportsman knife.
It's a combat sportsman's knife. It's technically a camping knife. It's less than a foot long. It's only got a 4.25-inch blade. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing is, it's a 1/4-inch thick steel. That's why it's so goddamn heavy, and it's a high-carbon steel knife. But if you look at the blade itself, you see how it looks like there's a little sideways thing, and then it goes into the curve? The reason why is because the right by the handle, the blade is hollow ground, and then it goes into a flat grind like an axe. So that's the next knife I want to get.
Oh,
the problem is, though, if you click on the buy button there, the price of them is a bit high. Yeah.
Let's buy it. $300 US?
It's $300 US.
Ooh.
Well, each knife has got a serial number.
And you
got
to wait 2 months for it, too.
Yeah, because they're all handmade, right?
Oh, okay.
But and it comes with a Kydex sheath and stuff, so...
This music is driving me crazy.
Oh, well, you know...
Squeal, squeal, squeal!
It's a lot more of a putt, really. The thing is with that knife, if I could get my hands on that knife, I know it's bad. Like, I find these knives, and I get this mad passion for them. I seen it in the movie, and it's not even my first choice of knives, but I was looking at it, I'm like, fuck, that's pretty tight. I want to get one of those knives.
It's intimidating.
It's only a 4.5-inch blade.
Yeah.
It's fucking legal. I think the cops would look at that, and unless Al Arsenal is completely switched on, he'd be like, well, it's a big-ass knife, but it's not prohibited.
Yeah.
That's the key term.
Don't use it to kill someone.
And if the judge looks at me and says, why are you carrying this knife, son? I say, well, Your Honor, I've seen guys trapped in cars before. I got to be able to take someone out of a car. It's a survival knife. I was in the Army.
Yes.
You know. And,
you could probably build a case for yourself.
Oh, for sure. And besides that, Your Honor, if you really want to know, Your Honor, you ever think about how many boxes of chocolate are in the superstores at any moment in time? I mean, really.
Baffle them with
By the
bullshit.
End of it, the bailiff's going, holy shit!
He's right!
He's right!
Let's
Jesus Christ!
Go!
Holy war! So that's where we're going now with that. So that's the new hotness for me. That is the new fucking hotness for Sean, man. I want that Tom Brown Tracker so bad. Oh. I think that's what I'll whine about for the next 6 months. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Going into general news from Evil Music News. Yes, the music industry officials on both sides of the Atlantic on Friday vowed to keep up the fight against online music swapping. Jeez, I wonder how they'll do that. What with all that, their low funding and everything. Piling pressure on internet service providers to police their networks.
Yay.
Fucking suck my ass. Like, oh. So there's a link for that. That's what's going on. Oh, by the way, I'm not reporting the war on Iraq news anymore because everybody else is, so fuck it.
There's enough out there. You can find it. Turn on the TV. You can watch it live.
Yeah,
there
we provide. We're going to watch everything else. Okay.
We tell you the news that you don't normally hear that you should hear.
That's right. In the break into everything news, a cryptographer working at AT&T stumbled upon a secret that had been known primarily to locksmiths and criminals. Anybody with a key to a building whose locks have a master can create their own master key.
Of course. It's only a little bit different.
It's only a little bit different. This tells you how to do it. There's the link.
Go for it. Have some fun.
Speaking of...
Open up your electrical room in your apartment.
No, have some fun. Get into that cable room. Give everybody free cable. Put a fake, steal a satellite signal and then splice it into everybody's cable. The old people...
TV for everyone.
TV for all the seniors. That way they won't know how it works. It just works on their TV.
Keeps them off the street, those seniors.
Yeah, because there's nothing more pathetic than those fucking bingo halls.
Swinging
know?
Their purses around.
And the military hacking gets yourself into a lot of trouble news. If you want to register a .mil website of your own for free, the DOD has gone out of its way to make it a snap. An unbelievably bad protected admin interface welcomes you to register whatever domain name you please or edit anything they've already got. The interface is so ludicrously unprotected it's been cached by Google and fails to mention must be authorized to muck around with it. And incredibly, the default passwords are cheerfully provided on the page. Don't have a link to the page. Go find it yourself. It's really...
I'd be scared.
I'd be kind of scared to fuck with that. Do so.
Well, if somebody's brave enough, register 2600.mil, you get a lifetime subscription.
And now, though, even send it to jail, but they won't let you read it.
So, this is hacker material.
Yeah.
You're going to jail, boy.
Yeah, it is. So, danger, danger, danger. What else do you have in the way of feedback? Sim!
Wait, just bring it on me. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I've done lots of updates to the main page.
I've noticed that.
Take a look. Everything is nice. Buttons there.
Buttons are there. Eve's there.
Instead of...
looking at Eve.
And most of these ones on the Ramp Media links were done by Shade.
How about Eve?
Eve's last week.
Oh.
And Turnspike did the last one for SKTFM.TV.
Woo! Very
so
cool.
So it provides nice little links.
I see a porn on beta button.
Yes.
Very
cool. Isn't that handy?
That's handy. Handy.
And I've put up a page for Ramp Radio at Burning Man.
2003.
2003. All the details are there.
Where that's also, we should probably put a thing on there for Send a Cripple to Death Camp.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see
that's
about
that. Right.
Be a lot of fun.
So it shows you when my caravan is going down there. Who's going with me? Who is maybe coming? We've got another confirmation today. Sideslide has purchased his ticket.
Oh, has he?
So he is going. And there's links to go purchase tickets there. There's a scan of my purchase ticket.
Congratulations.
Things blacked
blanky
out,
blank,
of course.
Blanky, blank, blank.
Blankety, blank. Blankety, blank.
How
blank.
Do we know you even ordered this? There's nothing to even
I
say
I could make
you.
This up.
Yeah. You could have just stole this guy.
I did, yes. No, I have a ticket. And there's a forum discussion, so you can plan out who you're going with, and it shows you where people live, Vancouver, Idaho, New York, Illinois, New Jersey. So if you live near them, get in their car, go down with them.
That's right.
Get together.
And if you want to help.
Have some fun.
If you can, go.
Making a Rant Radio camp down there.
That's right.
Big section.
Really?
Yep. So this page will be updated as we go, and
excellent.
We'll let you know where to meet us at Burning Man.
And if you can't go, you can send Smokehouse.
That's right.
So
send him a dollar.
Send
send him a diaper. Send him a dollar.
Give Smokehouse diapers for death camp smoking. All right? What else you got?
The Burning Man theme this year. Super cool.
What
best one ever, I think.
What's the Burning Man theme?
It is called Beyond Belief.
Beyond belief.
Beyond belief, beyond the dogmas, creed, and metaphysical ideas of religion, there exists immediate experience. It is from the primal world that the living faith arises. The intention of Beyond Belief is to explore this mystery. In 2003, we'll invite participants to create their interactive rites, ritual processions, elaborate images, shrines, icons, and temples.
Gun store! Hang on!
So,
No. First of all, you're an atheist.
That's why I find it fascinating.
Yeah,
I'm going to set up my atheist team.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, everyone come down. We got to take part in this ritual. See, we got this girl here. Don't worry. Cows turn
it's
themselves inside out all the time. No, I don't know. That's fucking gun store. Maybe I'll have to show up. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That'd just be it. You know, I see all the walls.
You
got to
protect the weak of mind, Sean.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You know, there's going to be a poltergeist, too. You'll be down there.
The railheads will be there. The Scientologists will be there.
No, you'll be down there. You'll get all the fucking wogs involved in some kind of shit. No, guys, come on. We'll be fine.
Come yeah, to the wog
camp. Yeah, yes. Katuka, yeah, yeah. I'll have to show up in a Cadillac with my ranger dog and a great big fucking knife and show up. No, that'd be awesome. What the Mickey Mouse fuck are you people doing to my wogs? Anyway.
Why not are what I intended.
Get back in the car! Why are you currently worshiping this weird idol? Why aren't you stomping his guts out? Okay, what else you got?
That's all I got.
That's all we got. In keeping with the gun store theme, we're going to play that Wiggle Puppy cool thing, the Sean K intro, which was called, again, the name of it.
In 1 second, I will have the name of the intro. We are the many.
We are the many. We are the wogs. We are mighty. We are fair. So check it out. And we also have the new porno beta song called?
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
Yes.
How apt.
How apt.
How apt. You're going to your metaphysical show, you big fucking hypocrite.
And
what else? You wanted
Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
The thing that you can't get out of your mind.
Yeah, okay, this is a gay song. This is a horrible song.
So bear with us.
This is not a good song. This is a bad song. I'm playing a bad song. Why? I went to the Peter Gabriel concert. I cannot get this fucking song out of my mind. It's like one of those weird kind of infections. So I'm going to infect all you people, too. So as much as you hate it, it'll stick in your mind.
So for those Photoshop things, as you're doing them, either send me a link in the IRC,
or
message me, or email me the link, or email me the image.
There you go.
So we can get it up on the page.
You betcha, baby.
One of those ways.
One of those. Check you in a little bit.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace. But we cannot win our war or make our peace unless we understand the character of the enemy we are fighting. That is why Sean Kennedy is bringing these programs to you. This is a program of truth. This is the truth about our enemy.
You are a little fever. You can't put out your destiny. I do it for you. And I'm ready.
One by one, there are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
I'm a hypocrite. strength, no one else to hear. I'm a
robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of Rand Radio.
We're so high.
Are we on? Are we
well,
on?
The song's fading. Are
we on?
Listen to 10 minutes of
fade.
My headphones on. Okay, there we go. We're back. We're back. We're starting to get the death camp footage. Did we do anything after this? Yeah, I think we did. So, very cool.
I'll put some links up in the IRC of a couple that have come in.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. So, do not fear. Going straight along, we'll move right into the Illuminati news. Which, you know, the funny thing is getting back to that Barry Wilson show. First of all, I got the title. I thought it was a Brian Wilson show. He's the Beach Boy guy.
Smokehouse got a kick out of that for a couple months there.
I bet he did. it doesn't take much, you know. So, Smokehouse also got a big kick out of turning the lights on and off in his house for a few months there.
Click, click, click.
Life goes on. I mean, he still doesn't know that trick about the refrigerator lights. So, you know, what the fuck? Anyway,
trying to climb inside and check it out.
That's right. That's right. We need some Fat Sean pictures, though, so that'll be good.
You're picking on me, people. Come on.
Yeah, but you're so easy, though. Okay. And plus,
easy? Come.
Well, they got it. They're going to be seeing you. I mean, at Burning Man this year, right?
So yeah, I guess so. Got to build up my anger.
Moving stream. Actually, the funny thing is, when I listened to Barry Wilson's show, I didn't realize how prevalent the lyrics were to this show. If you get a lyric printout and actually read the lyrics, it's pretty fucking relevant, actually.
Yeah, I posted the lyrics in the IRC if anyone wants to check them out.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Lyrics are cool.
So, getting on with that, into the Illuminati news, why you need Rant Radio. Here's the link. Trade ministers from across the Western Hemisphere gathered at the Marriott Hotel in Quito, Ecuador, from October 31st to November 1st. The occasion, the 2002 ministerial meeting of proposed free trade agreement, FTAA. Thousands of other people gathered in Quito that weekend, too. In the streets, organizing coalition, indigenous labor, environmental student groups, approximately 10,000 people marched to protest the FTAA. After enduring tear gas intimidation, the protesters won a meeting to present their demands, assembled trade ministries. At the confrontational meeting, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zolik was told He should be ashamed for trying to force Latin American governments to sign trade agreements that only bring them misery and poverty. A spectacle that made the news on Ecuadorian TV. And that was food first, blah, blah, blah. Coverage on U.S. television was rather different. That is to say, non-existent. According to the search of the Nexus database, no major national television broadcast or cable program in the U.S. did a single story focused on the Quito ministerial, nor did the National Public Radio national news program or three major news weeklies, Time, Newsweek, or U.S. News and World Report, USA Today. The country's largest circulation newspaper ignored the story as well.
They have like 500,000 marching protests right in the U.S. and they don't report it. Yeah, so why would they report that?
Just in case you're wondering, in the Illuminati news, yeah, okay, this is why, you know, you need rant radio. Just in case you were a little bit fuzzy on that one, it's not just wall-to-wall blowjobs and retard jokes in here. It's fucking got a point, okay? Mm-hmm. So keep it up. Now, interesting thing I found out about Britain. You know how they got all these...
More about Britain.
Yeah. Well, on the security course, I learned something neat. We're based on British law.
Yes.
Okay, and then back in with Trudeau there, we got our Charter of Rights.
Okay.
You know who doesn't have a Charter of Rights and Freedoms?
Who's that?
Britain. There is no charter in Britain. That's why.
Really?
That's why
they keep getting screwed, right?
That's why they keep getting fucked, because they have no Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Should we put this law ahead? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, there's nothing to protect them.
People got no rights, so yep. Fucking A. Yep. That's why... when I found out about that, I'm like, holy shit, the judge was talking about the history of the law and where it came from, so it's a good thing that Trudeau did that, otherwise we'd be fucked.
Yeah.
And Coppertop sent me this in. Here's a bit of information related to the UK in the assignment of a 10-digit tracking number to babies that appears at birth. And I was tipped off to this by email alert about a similar legislation that's in the U.S. that's currently being fought. The webpage for the alert is also, we're going to post it, and there's the Liberty Committee, and there's a background on the Liberty Committee as well. But apparently, so what it is there's a 10-digit tracking code assigned to all babies at birth.
Okay.
And they're trying to do the same thing with people in the United States.
Right.
So that's not an application thing. That's you're given a number.
Assigned.
Yes.
Right. We have the social insurance number,
yes,
but that's not given out.
For it.
Yeah, that's not given out until you apply for it.
That's right.
We have no tracking
until
we get our little feet stamped by our moms and dads.
Let's. My synopsis of the Liberty Committee is: these are the good guys in the U.S. government are watching out for individuals like myself and many of the rant radio listeners who do not want rights stripped away because of the government machine. Yet I have yet to see an issue they take up for a cause that I have not agreed with fully. Unlike a lot of yahoos that do a lot of screaming and have no real power, these folks already elect officials to the highest level of federal government and can really do something. So if you want to do something rather than march and wave a fucking sign around, maybe you should check this shit out. But again, check it out fully before you sign your life away. Speaking of signing your life away, Wagga War sent me a thing on 1984 libraries much. Here's a link from a little-known news site called CNN. A federal law aimed at catching terrorists has raised the hackles of many nations' librarians, who says it goes too far by allowing law enforcement agencies to watch what some people are reading. The USA Patriot Act, back September 11 attacks, give the FBI new powers to investigate terrorism, including the ability to look at library records and computer hard drives to see what books patrons have checked out, what webpages they've visited, and where they've sent emails. The Department of Justice says the new power are needed to identify terrorist cells. But some librarians who are meeting in Philadelphia at the American Library Association Convention, where the FBI has returned to routinely checking on the reading habits of intellectuals, civil rights leaders, and other Americans. Those tactics, common in the 50s and 60s, were occasionally used to brand people as communists. Back during the... I know a lot of people are way too young to know about that, but there was a series...
There was a commercial on TV.
Was there?
About the U.S. government... looking at library records. A great commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
So there are people fighting this.
Yeah, somebody posted that in the IRC a couple weeks ago when I requested it.
Oh, really?
Somebody posted again and everyone look at it because it's kind of a foot in the mouth of the U.S. saying this now that they're going to do this after they're putting commercials on TV saying, aren't you glad you live in America where this doesn't happen?
Yeah, no shit, eh? Yeah, but now it does. And, of course, Microsoft's helping out huge. Here's another one from news. Microsoft has developed the code name for the controversial security technology Palladium. It's no longer Palladium. It's now called this buzzword bloated tongue twister, the next generation secure computing base, which is so much easier to say than Palladium.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, the company said the name Palladium become tarnished by controversy.
Sorry.
So we're going to change the name. Suddenly, I think it's cool.
So we're going to rename the Holocaust.
I would like a tracker. Yeah, I'd like a Tom Brown tracker, please. But anyway, by controversy surrounding some elements of Microsoft's security push. In addition, it faces potential legal battle with a small firm over the Palladium name. Well, that's probably Palladium Books, which I'm glad that you don't want to fuck with Kevin Zabotti. He'll get a glitter boy and just rifle your guys' ass like 7 miles out. Incidentally, if you're ever playing in a glitter boy, it actually a little known fact about glitter boys in the Risk universe is that their drills they use when they fire before they fire their railgun, it states in the books that they can drill down into anything. So the nice thing about a glitter boy is if you get in a hand-to-hand combat, you've got no weapons left, you kick him in the face and go to fire your railgun, and your drill will go right through his head. But go for the center torso on cyborgs because that's usually where they put the brain box. But anyway.
Some helpful hints.
Yeah, there you go. Little rule raping by Sean. The official story, and that's true, that we intended to change the name for as long as it for a long time, said Mario Juarez, or Juarez, or Juarez, or whatever. Mario, Super Mario, said he wanted to change the name for a long time. Product manager for Microsoft Windows Trusted Platform Technologies Group. Jesus Christ. MWPPTCG fucking
catchy. Damn, that's catchy.
Can I buy a bell? The fact is that something got a lot of good attention and gave rise to a lot of misunderstanding was also a factor. So you changed the fucking name.
Like, we only want to restrict
you. That makes it so much better.
Restrict and track you. That's all we want to do.
Too many people were keeping track of that. So we're going to name it something that's not quite so, so we'll just give it a long, complex name because people are essentially dumb.
Reset Google so you can't find it anymore.
There you go. That's the plan. Fuck. Black ice much? Let's have some black ice. Black ice, incidentally, is a cyberpunk term. Ice is intrusion countermeasures electronic, is what ice stands for. Black ice is the evil stuff. And, it's sort of a cyberpunk term. It doesn't really exist in the real world. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. ZeroPay.com. Here's the link. A stealth mode company called Overpeer, if you can believe that shit, has been flooding the point-to-point networks with fake M&M files in an attempt to stop trading of unauthorized MP3s. If you encountered the loop files, which have been a selection of a chorus or a hook that's repeated over and over, you've been tricked by Overpeer.
Dun, dun, dun,
Overpeer dun, dun. Are doing this with full knowledge and consent of Interscope and Universal Music. In fact, they are a lot more. They are under contract to Universal and other major credit labels, and will be doing a lot more of this type of interdiction in the future. Interdiction, yeah, could be also called black ice. Overpeer is an interesting firm. No shit. Their CEO used to be the VP at ASCAP. Can I buy a vowel again? The big American performing rights organization is also majorly connected to top levels U.S. music business. His father has been on the ASCAP board of directors for decades. Strangely, the company was actually started and funded by a Korean conglomerate called SK Industries. No relation to me. I have no
Not
idea.
Not at all, though. No.
Don't know who these assholes are. Were you going to say something? No? Okay, good. And she's like, whoop, whoop. Okay.
Well, by flooding it, we'll only drive it more underground and make it better.
There you go.
Bigger, stronger, better.
Right on. Why don't you just keep attacking us, because you're going to make us stronger, because you'll never fucking kill us. Anyway, IRC, go to jail. Give me that shit you're just smoking. That's right. Yes, here's a link. A 17-year-old boy from Queens was arrested yesterday and charged for making threats in an internet chat room. Then he planned a Columbine-type-style shooting spree in a New York school, the police said. The comments made in the chat room are putting the school statewide in a state of alarm and lockdown on Thursday. They're considered to be a terrorist threat. I fucking hate school. I should blow it up. Oh, God! Terrorist threat! Lock everything down! The police said the boy, Lukas Lajwajwik, a senior at Forest Hills High School, and told a girl in Arkansas in a chat room he bought several guns and made bomb-type devices. Not bombs, bomb-type devices.
They're bomb-type.
It's a bomb-type. Is that a bomb? No, it's just a bomb-type device. What the
it's
fuck?
It's pseudo-bomb.
What's a grenade, a bomb-type device? Like, what's a bomb-type device?
A bomb. It blows up for a dozen.
I made water balloons. That's a bomb-type device. Fucking suck my ass. He sent her pictures online of two Columbine shooters calling them heroes and discussing being suicidal.
If only they could read our minds, they could catch it so much sooner.
Do you have any idea how fast I'd be in jail? Jesus Christ, if Columbine happened, like, when I was in high school...
Oh, God, I'd have a field day. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, we'd fuck it up pretty good. You'd sure know my fucking name, I tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just... How about some tire tracks? Do you want some tire tracks?
It was too easy when we were in high school. You could do anything you wanted. There was nothing to fight against. Let me wear my hat in high school.
Yeah, that was
God damn you.
That was my big thing. Was I was like, using the Canadian Charter to fight the hat laws. Now it's like these kids can't even talk to other kids in Arkansas. Like,
there's three gathering there. Split it up. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
One kid's a loner. He's dangerous. Two kids are just a couple of guys. Three kids are a gang. Get them. Fuck.
Ew.
Michelin. Here's the thing on tire tracks. Michelin this week revealed that it had begun testing its RFID transponder, radio frequency identification transponder, embedded into tires to enable them to be tracked electronically. After it completes testing, which will likely be 18 months, Michelin will be offering automakers the option of purchasing tires with embedded transponders. U.S. Congress passed the TREAD, Transportation Recall Enhancement Accountability and Documentation Act in the wake of the Firestone Ford Explorer debacle thing. The act mandates that car makers closely track tires on 2004 model year cars so they can be recalled if there's a problem. Okay, that bugs me. The technology could be more available in the 2005 model year. Now, also, the nice thing about this is that you can drive by with an RF and start reading when this guy got these tires, how old the tires are, blah, 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 blah.
That's right. My car had a tracker in it, but I disabled it because I didn't like that idea of knowing where I am at every given moment.
Oh, but why?
But why?
But why?
I can throw away my privacy.
Well, yeah, well,
I don't mind everyone knowing online where I am at any given moment.
Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of sick how that's all going. Away with the Illuminati news, on to the Outworld creature news, yes? Big monster was found on a street corner. On CNN, a University of Arkansas student unearthed the world's largest fossil of a squid-like straight-shelled cephalopod in the city intersection of cars and trucks that buy. Now, this really freaks me out, because last time I checked, Arkansas is in the middle of the United States.
How did they get there?
Freshman Sarah Key and senior Kevin Morgan made a discovery while digging along a drainage ditch for hominid fossils, a spiral-shelled subclass of cephalopods. And they're like, I found something! Yeah, is it pretty big? Yeah, it's 9 feet fucking long! A cephalopod is a marine mollusk that has distinct head and suckers attached to it. Highly developed eyes and varying numbers of arms. A lot like the RIAA. After Key noticed the bulge in the shale, students dug farther and found a calide shell fossil 9 feet long, nearly 325 million years old. And it was still moving! No, I'm kidding. Students had found another subclass of cephalopod, straight shell, called a nautiloid. Wow. But there was another cephalopod that wasn't taking any shit.
Too.
You bet. There's a French, a bunch of the French were like, this is the funniest fucking shit ever. This guy sent this in to me. And it's about, in the world sailing, okay, this is, there's
only... CNN, inside sailing.
In Brest, France, a giant squid entwined itself in the rudder of the trimaran Geronimo, forcing an unexpected slowdown for the crew. Geronimo is attempting to win the Jules Verne, the guy who attempted to win the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, like the guy who wrote that book about giant squids attacking things.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Jules Verne trophy they were racing for, a giant squid attacked their boat for being... for being the fastest non-stop, it's the Jules Verne trophy for being the fastest non-stop yacht around the world. Crew member Dieter Ragol, now this is a French guy, said that the crew was prepared to fight the squid if he'd been managed to climb aboard. Like, fuck you, guy.
Fight the squid.
You're French. You ain't fighting a giant fucking squid. It appeared to be 10 meters long. A 30-foot fucking squid.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it on with a boat hook and a knife.
How big was this boat?
It's a catamaran. It's not that fucking big, okay? The great god Cthulhu stuffs his head underneath your boat, and you're going to, I'll kick him out with this knife here. You're so going to get the flesh ripped off your body. We were all ready to do battle with boat hooks and knives, but as soon as we slowed down the boat down, it obviously decided we'd better let us go while it had the chance. you're talking shit now, aren't you there, Frenchie? You betcha. But we all know that fucking squid, what a giant... Just ticked your ass. On to cult of surfer killing news. How about some Roman Catholic slave camps? You into that? Roman Catholic slave camps. That's a good thing. Templar Knights said that now. Operated by the Sisters of Madeleine Order. None scare me. Quote unquote. These were laundries. And the laundries were virtual slave labor camps for generations of young girls thought to be unfit to live in Irish society. Girls had become pregnant, even from rape, and girls who were illegitimate, orphaned, or just plain simple-minded girls. Girls who were too pretty and therefore moral danger all ran the risk of being locked up, put to work without pay in a profit-making covenant laundries to wash away their sins. They were completely cut off from their families. Many of them lost touch with them forever. Stripped from their identities, the girls were given numbers instead of names. They were forbidden to speak except to pray. If they broke any rule or tried to escape, the nuns beat them over the head with heavy iron keys and put them into solitary confinement or shipped them off to a mental hospital. Over a period of 150 years, an estimated 30,000 women were forced into this brutal penance carried out in secret behind the covenant walls.
Yay, religion.
I would like a Tom Brown tracker, please. Yes, a 4.5 inches, about 1 pound 4 inches.
Yeah. Head for the black and white.
There she is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, penguin, got something good for you. Let's come on over here, bitch. Yeah, fucking... Yeah, like slut. Anyway, sorry, never mind. Ooh, that makes me mad. People doing shit in the name of God just...
God told me to skin you alive.
Really? I know this God of yours, and he's kind of pissed with you, so why don't you go see him, stick? Black and white can't go through a door. None with a spear through her head. The Roman Catholic Church does other weird shit. This is also from TK. He's fun like that. The Sedley Ossuary. Okay, this is kind of a fucked up name, but it's like a church. It's a small Christian chapel decorated with human bones.
Hi.
Which is in the outskirts of the Czech Republic. Now you should check this place out.
I found them.
I found all these bones. Yeah, all 250,000 skulls you got decorating the walls. Well, it's not like decorated.
It's not like decorated.
It's made of fucking human skulls.
Whoa.
That's a lot of dead people, okay?
That's quite gothic.
I searched the net for pictures and information of Osiris without finding any real good pictures or info. Because I decided to make my own steadily ossuary page, in fact, when I launched the page, I was the only one. Other page than the ossuary on the World Wide Web.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no shit. Like, check that shit out. How crazy is that? The information source I've encountered, travel guides, info line, do not always agree with all the facts stated on the information page, but I've tried to sort out facts likely to be true and display them.
Look at the gallery. It's insane.
What's that chandelier? Check out the coat of arms there, whatever that.
That one?
No. Up a second from the top. That one.
Coat of arms made out of, oh my god,
made out of human
skulls and bones.
Made out of human skulls and shit. Now apparently this particular ossuary was featured in the Dungeons and Dragons movie. If you watch the movie Dungeons and Dragons, they filmed.
Really?
It. Yes. So if you're looking, oh wow, look at special effects, there's all these human skulls and shit everywhere. It's not fake. Oh my god, that's a lot of dead people.
That's so freaky.
Holy shit, Batman, that's like a lot of fucking dead people.
Way too many.
You know what I'd do? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get somebody so drunk and stoned and then fuck them off and have them wake up in there. Can you imagine? I'd be like, well, I'm going to break me up some femurs and make me a fucking sharp thing. I would like a goddamn Tom Brown tracker. It's about 4.5 inches long. Weighs about 2 pounds.
That is just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Sim found a nice thing. A nice big, fat, uber-delicious, extra chocolate on top, Scientology, fuck you. Yeah, from clambake.org. Love that, clambake.
Oh, yeah, lots of good info.
The first fully free tell-all book about someone who quit Scientology, including a chapter called Part 4, In the Wog World.
Our world.
This would be required reading for all Rant Radio people. There's no reason why you cannot read this. It's free with two E's.
And it's pretty short, so you can make it through.
Yeah. Inside, the book is called Inside Scientology / Dianetics, How I Joined Dianetics Scientology and Became a Superhuman by Robert Kaufman. It's the first worst work ever to disclose the secret Scientology materials. Speaking of Scientology, have some good stuff. The king is dead. That's right.
Long live the king.
His daughter... what the fuck just happened to my page here?
I don't know.
I just lost it here. Elvis Presley.
There you go.
Elvis Presley's Lisa Marie Presley is in the Scientology cult.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
What I can't understand is how is it possible that Scientology can get all these, like, sexy rich people, and I can't get any?
I don't know.
I got a better deal. I got a better fucking deal. Join me.
Cheaper.
Get a Mac. What do they offer? You get to be a superhuman. I'll give you an MDC custom mecha of choice. Of choice.
Previously used probably by aliens.
No. It's well made for you using Outworld technology by Xenu.
Okay.
All we're doing is waiting for the Great Rising. You get your mecha. There's people already got their mechas. Smokehouse took over the
Some
trailer
have been
park.
Shipped.
You betcha. These
he is
mechas
king of the trailer park.
He is. He's trailer park king. But the truth is, like, come on, guys. Like, fuck. Can you believe this shit about how many people are falling for the sun? So she's got an album out. And in the album, people reviewed it and went, what would these songs be about, we wondered. Certainly a couple of them concerned Elvis, according to available lyrics. But at least one song will preach the Scientology cause that tries to stop parents from giving their children drugs like Ritalin to treat attention deficit disorders. That's nice that you do that. I do that too. Isn't that nice?
That's great.
I guess you must be nice people. Scientology wages a constant war against psychiatry in general. I don't do that. There's people who do need help. Hoping to attract alienated young people before they can be treated by doctors. Hey, crazy fucker, come here! This is a lot like bum fights. Presley's title track, To Whom It May Is Concerned, is about just this. Presley's official website is linked to a charity called Citizens Commission on Human Rights. God, I love
that's
the way
a, that's a good name.
That's
eh?
A great title.
Human
huh?
Rights, I'm for human rights.
For really nice people, for other really nice people, which promotes the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard's CCHRS 23 listings as GuideStar as tax-free chapters. Its main chapter in L.A. has a substantial war chest to fight against psychiatry. Yeah, goddamn psychiatry. Fellow Scientologists Kirstie Alley and Juliet Lewis. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Kirstie Alley. Wait a minute. Who's Kirstie Alley?
From Cheers.
Oh, no.
Dark-haired woman.
The really sexy one?
The whiny kind of voice, cries a lot on Cheers.
She was the one dating the
never wanted to date Sam.
No. Kirstie Alley was the one who was dating the rich guy.
Yes. That's the one.
Really?
Shattered dreams.
Oh, Jesus.
Childhood memories.
I liked her.
Shower material.
And what about Juliet Lewis? Who the fuck is she now?
She was Natural Born Killers.
No!
Chicken Natural Born Killers.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Woody, where are you, buddy?
Yeah, Woody,
they got
polar
woman.
Opposite to
her.
Oh,
fuck, Woody. They got your woman, Woody. Get in there, man. Oh, man.
Give her some weed and...
Oh, I'm serious, guy. I didn't put that together. That fucking... Oh, man. Oh, that just stresses me out, man. That's shitty.
It is.
She deserves better than that. She really does.
Somebody find a complete list of all the celebrities.
You know, I don't hate them. I don't. I feel bad for them because you know what? They're going to get so hurt.
Yeah. You're going to be out of money and out of mind.
You know what? Maybe after I sell all my books, become a best-selling author.
Well, rescue mission.
No, what I'll do is I'll become the fucking... I will have in my house that I build. I have all these rooms. And there will come a day when I will find Tom Cruise when he's at the Gary Coleman stage. And I'll just show up at Tom and say, hey, Tom... Thanks for making those movies, buddy. Come here. What are you? I'm a fan. Come here, buddy. I'll look after you, all right? You're all fucked up like February. Get the fuck in here. And when he does, he'll be on this show. You can bank on that.
Uh-huh.
That poor motherfucker, man. Anyway. Chips. How about this one here? How about the Masons working to preserve valuable information of your child by keeping them coded in a database? Can I get a bigger spin doctor, please? Oh, God. This fucking program's called Chips by Heidi Murphy. The volunteer from CHIPS programs in busy and area schools, fingerprinting and videotaping school children. Oh, God, for parents.
You like this story, huh?
To have documentation on hand in case the unspeakable happens.
Yeah, unspeakable. Like
the giant Egyptian cult trying to track your children, say. We are interested in the safety cases of abduction and other disappearances. Oh, God. Said even Howard Jr., president of the 15th District Masonic Association of the Grand Lodge of Maine. CHIP stands for Child Identification Program. It is a free service. Oh, that's handy.
I wonder why.
That's a good idea. Sponsored by the Masons of Maine. Wow, this is fan-fucking-tastic. A major milestone in child protection. 100 grand children, 100,000 children have participated in the Massachusetts Masonic Child Identification Program. Oh, well.
Wee, good stuff.
Here's a link for it. When John and Sherry Clark of Monsoon brought their 10-year-old son, John Jr., and 17-year-old daughter Amy to the Masonic CHIP program, oh my God! That's the Springfield City Center as part of Kids Safety Day.
Kids Safety Day with the Masons.
Hi there, kids. Why don't you go step up to the guy next to the Temple of fucking Set and get the goddamn chip?
Get your free fez.
Oh, my God.
Have a hat.
They're going.
Ride in the car.
Mommy, I'm not going to talk to that man. He's a great big fat guy riding a tiny goddamn motorcycle. A free program that only includes a videotape interview, fingerprints, and toothprints. I had no idea that Amy would be recognized as the 100,000th child in Massachusetts participating in the CHIP program. Yay! To celebrate this major milestone, they cut the head off a cat and made her drink the fucking blood. Amy was presented with 4 tickets to next year's Miles Shriner Circus. Thanks, Mom! A certificate recognizing her new status.
New status as a...
I am now a child of Masonic sect! And $100 U.S. savings bond by the Grand Master of Mason's Laws of Massachusetts. Isn't that Grand Wizard? No, is that Grand Dragon? No, something like that.
Mace.
Fred K. Bauer. Amy was also featured as a guest at the circus. Yeah.
She's the new freak.
Yeah. I mean, what do I say to that? Other than...
Starting young, hey?
You know... I would like a John Brown tracker. Alien problem. On to the alien problem. UFO was caught on tape. And video analysts say this is not fake.
Really?
Yeah, according to Soul Trance. ABC News, check it out. A white light glows brightly in black and white videotape. It's a ghostly fuzzy dot hovering midair caught on surveillance video. Then it leaps back and forth across the screen. Video experts say it's not fake. This is a UFO, not necessarily alien, but certainly an unidentified flying object. just off the Las Vegas Strip, right by Luxor, where there's giant Masonic fucking... Oh, never mind. Bathed in the otherworldly glow of the Luxor... Oh, there it is! Fuck! The Luxor's giant white beacon. There's a two-story office building with a nondescript marquee that reads National Institute of Discovery Science. NITS. Behind the tinted glass windows. However, may lie the answers to phenomena such as identified lights and mutilated animals and extrasensory perception. We do not study aliens, says Colm Keller, biochemist deputy administrator from NIDS. We study anomalies.
But don't come in.
They're the same thing in a lot of people's minds, but not in our minds. Okay. I'm sorry. These people are like the king of gun store. I mean, you're part of an organization. I should start, right after I rescue all the Scientologists, I'm going to, seriously, create my own paranormal investigation team. What will I call them?
Hi, we're here from Para.
Para, good time. That's a good one.
Remember that?
We should do something with that. Yeah, I lose track of the organizations I make. You'll have to forgive me. Yeah, and San Francisco in the kit corner now. San Francisco trying to ban the Segway.
Remember, it's evil.
Yeah.
It kills people, really.
With love of its geek chic and congested streets, San Francisco might have expected to embrace the Segway, the environmentally friendly, self-balancing personal vehicle that promises to entice people out of their smog-spewing cars. No, such is not the case. San Francisco is trying to make the fucking thing illegal.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But that's okay.
Something behind that.
However, I've seen something very cool.
Okay.
Slap patch food.
Really?
What? You've been fighting logs for too long? The Scientologists are still coming? Can't stop to get a dozen for fast food. Rip open your chest, slap a patch on there, and you get nutrients.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck,
oh,
yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
During short periods of high-intensity conflict, soldiers may not have access to real meal or time to eat it.
They had real meals before?
The transdermal nutrient delivering system is a nutrition patch that will transmit vitamins and other micronutrients or nutrients to warfighters. Warfighters that sustain their physical and mental performance.
Where can I get those for going down a Burning Man with? Slap me with 10 of them and I'm good for the week.
I'm going to run around the fucking desert, man. I'm going to look like fucking Brandon Lee. I'm going to look like Jason Scott Lee when he was in Soldiers. With all these patches on your body. And there's no steroids in that. Not for the soldiers, not during wartime. No. Sim's going to come back.
It's food.
He's going to be fucking running and eating red meat. He'll be about 50 pounds fucking heavier and his nuts will be the size of raisins. I got a fucking busy signal. Jesus. They're still cool, though. I want some.
Just to try out once.
Digital baptisms tonight. We got a bunch of them.
Yay.
Shades hard drive. I've been reduced to naming hard drives. However, I got a good name for it, though. Shades hard drive is now called Tree Chipper. You want something? It's in the Tree Chipper. Go get it.
Zero.
Jazz Man is now known as Ravenloft. That's 10 PHT, sort of like Loft Heavy Industries, but it's now Ravenloft. Woggle Wars Sword. It's the first time I asked to name a sword. Woggle Wars a sword. I hereby name this sword Illuminati. And his staff, which he also keeps with him, is called Kane, but that's Kane with a K. So K-A-I-N, as in like Kane who killed his brother, but only Kane with a K. Very cool that way. And Thorn is hereby named the Lizard King. So that'll be very cool. And we carry on from there. So that's pretty much it for tonight's show. However, I want to give special shouts out to Wagon War 2 Soul Trance and to all the people who managed to send in some links. Thank you ever so much.
Rock on.
And we're going to try to keep doing the Photoshop thing. Special thanks also to Rose, who managed to sit here oh so quietly and not cause me any problems.
That's a good thing.
So, in closing also, I'd like to say that I would like a Tom Brown knife. I'm really into that knife tonight. I really am. Oh, what's this? You at the... You at the beds there? That's some sick shit.
Very.
Very. That's kind of nasty.
Getting more disturbing as it goes.
People who stuck around...
You're the one who said it.
Yeah, I know, I'm bad. People who stuck around in the IRC tonight, we got Capone X. What's this? Wog contest, please. Oh, right, forgot about that. The winner of the Wog contest is... Kindling Boy. So he gets all his shit. So, Kindling Boy.
Talk to Smokey.
He'll set you up. All right? So, thank you ever much to everyone who participated, and fuck you all.
You win the full DVD set of Sean's full shows. You get a t-shirt from angryshirts.com.
You get it all, and that's not all. What else does he get, Sim?
Stickers. Yeah, you get stickers, probably. Yeah, you do get stickers, actually.
You get stickers.
And what else do you get? The DVD has an autographed insert from Sean and me. And, some custom artwork by No Deal.
Oh, very cool.
It's a fucking awesome package.
That is an awesome package.
More people should enter.
But they didn't,
so too bad.
So way to go, Kindling Boy. You
rock on.
Alrighty, going through the IRC tonight, we got Capone X, Gibbalicious, Shovel.
He's a robot. I always name him, too.
Snake, Xandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, Alien Snake, Me, Alan, Zero, Alpha, 736. How many people showed up? Oh, my God. We got, like, 91 people
here. Wow, and they stayed.
Angelica, Listwire, Wireless, or whatever the fuck it is. Angelica, 80211, laptop. Oh, 80211. She's got a wireless laptop.
Nice.
Angry Monkey, Apanthropy. Very cool to see you, man. I hope the 4x4 is going good. APOC, Azathoth, Barcode, Burger Burger, Case, Cerulean, Citizen, Steely, Dan. Communist in a Can, Copper Top, Cat 23, Decipher, Del Morta, Deluge, Drooping Ocean, Error. Good name. Esoteric, 4 kilohertz, Gobi, God Money, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Holy Hand Grenade, Jazzman, Joe the Monk, K16, Kaizal, K Boy School Sucks, who won? Kello, Kexler, Kurgan, MCO, King Zach, Lentio, Linux Chick. Lizard King, he can do anything. Loser, Mick J, doing the website. Misconduct, Neuralize, Paladin, No Work, Woot.
No Work.
Persistent Object, Propadoodle, Punkaville, Rapsoon, Soul Raper, Stereo Flame, Shade, Sideside, SKTFM, Data Stalker, Soab, Sputley, Star Baby, Stats, Dota, G Technophile, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight. Templar Knight, good. Thanks for the links this week, buddy. Good show on that. Transistor, and Templar Knight, you are not permitted to buy me a Tom Brown knife. Don't do it.
No more from you.
No more. Templar Knight has hereby met his. You have now met. I'm sorry. You have met and exceeded your rant radio quota.
No more.
Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turnspike, Terrell's Gone. Up, two-page paper. Wi-Fi Girl, Whopper, WS Ninja, Worka, White Gurkha. Hey, buddy! Yerky, Zero Sum, Zootroy, Soul Tramp, D-Day Species, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Zombie.
So, very, very cool. Thanks for everyone who showed up, and I guess we will talk to you all in 7 freaking days. Remember, get a good knife, and because where you come from is gone, where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you think you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to